Smile, I'm sure she hold her, cause a clare, hingach show, Clanagale. Hello, my name is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to welcome you to this programme, Clanagale. You'll hear two languages in Clanagale, the English language, as a Hilg, the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Elian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Dhúrigh, well, in fact, we turn once more to a disaster as the focus for this edition of Clanagale. Events in Douglas Bay had been the catalyst for establishing the coordinated service now known as the Royal National Lifeboat Institution. But unfortunately, it wasn't all a history of success. Skiel Elie, a chiachol yorish Americanach, en misich K.J. Kabza, a sichin deis yos a gilg she, kreich a doost and spare to enem a skiel. We'll start Clanagale with a song about the speech of the gale. Tashu geistiach, rish radio vanning, stashun an ashun, skeel yenem os dulish, Elian Vanning.
Cause in playing she young can and new. geht nach Kunjar in ich moisen dun. O gui, ich wie kief hat du tue, koru gudru im hochkar nambo, kia ginin je lang in schier, schi has daum kiert hain jen bloi.
And that's the song Canon the Gael, the speech of the Gael, Catherine Anne McPhee. Despite the fact that Sir William Hillary had conceived the idea for establishing the National Institution for the Preservation of Life from Shipwreck, which was later renamed the RNLI, whilst he was resident in Douglas, on Sir William's death in 1847, the Douglas lifeboat soon went downhill without his driving force. By 1851, the special committee of the RNLI described the Douglas lifeboat as unserviceable. A lifeboat intended for Douglas was built in 1853, but never came on station. In 1855, the RNLI again declared an interest in re-establishing the lifeboat station in Douglas. The inspector of lifeboats visited several sites, while residents of Douglas began raising funds to provide a boathouse. The funds were overseen by Samuel Harris, who had been a friend of Sir William Hillary. He was an advocate who went on to become the first chairman of the Douglas Town Commissioners when they were first elected in 1816. Hello, Hianar. Taimne, greime de chon magit muskornach. Krevis tachert, vel boron. Ta malik munga de sorensach arm vaintjel venem. De fissem de vodum ligged en chummel reis o reche en de eamen as texanem, ach tre vam I gees, vam I ol a Christian o ima jay chelvenen, a shenan ach shell jam fos. Sheidje kren ton as malik. Ma hoinrish, kren fevan skel jenes jerry gulla jinu je kren. Tammy koror am munga, as tammy kiau shilje bu of ola. Sien motte de jaru. Harish na blinten, tamia hierige is a hina maag en eerd bio de weidechie de woodzegge hojach. As nish, ten kledden kummel reem, hi de lie trai kerenjach, jint gal jorish na te gul er taspen ege vola. Stru bio gin square, vai inned ten a lai njau vurig, ons keeljin muur. California. Well, here are some massed Cornish male voice choirs now to sing a song connected with the Cornish mining industry. Take Me Home.
The face of my father as my family. Take me home to my friends. Take me home where my heart lies. And let me sing again. Take me home to my family. Take me home to my friends. Take me home.
Last Cornish Male Voice Choirs, Take Me Home. Ball to Bilgin Sequoia, Sheikhid Blaine the Aish, Few the Soran Sacha, Geron Tail. As the Kunta the Beg Bonirwach, Unshen, Sechornail Heeser at Chow Hier, Kaurach a Mach and Iru the Light at Gianair, Cartnish. Nen. Hianer? Gaumel Eschel. Tammy chinde mi hin sulvain bola. Bimson shen on cartnish. Tamalik force munger treta mi forsler dors. Tena yilia man restoma. Tammy colonel buiste de valley chitle shilliorum, as de valley liga dau fagane. Bear leshen hood smooth a lie eger, sai jackons no dullanock as ginoarish lek trainach jakeert, sha burred hin less shul. Ren mi corlesh pert de biryani, te grey, as e troggel sus sech plastach. Ta mi munga de fear, ta malik cart de mai. Ta mi shadow gus unchow de liga de chits jack on. Samuel Harris was later appointed as High Bailiff of Douglas, and he also gives his name to the short Harris Promenade, where he had a house, and in fact where the lifeboat was also to be erected. Having said that the lifeboat was to find a house on the promenade, that's rather jumping ahead, though Douglas didn't yet have a lifeboat, an offer was made by a Manchester gentleman in 1867 to provide a lifeboat, and a special launching carriage was built at a cost of £85 to enable the lifeboat to be launched across the beach, with the lifeboatmen already aboard with oars at the ready. A place for a lifeboat house was agreed on the Harris Promenade below St. Thomas's Church, and that was despite objections from residents and hoteliers about losing the sea view. However, the offer somehow came to nothing, and the lifeboat which had been intended for Douglas went to Abergele in Wales instead. But we're off to Ireland, where the band Gotcha are playing Siobhan in Shaw. A track from Gotcha, the Siobhan in Shaw, from their album that was released, I think it was about August last year. As short you stashu the nation, Radio Vanim. As unshort as you geish Jachrish Kleinigale, Mermpin, Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
In 1966, another offer was received, a lump of money, in fact, was received from another source in the Manchester area. And this was the Manchester and Salford Sunday School Lifeboat Fund. £246 was used in building a lifeboat, with the rest going towards gear and equipment. The new lifeboat was processed through the streets in Salford, pulled by six horses, and they ended up in Peel Park, where about 10,000 Sunday school children were gathered to see the naming ceremony. And the lifeboat was christened the Manchester and Salford Sunday Schools. The next day it was brought to Douglas on board the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company sailing, and the honorary secretary of the new lifeboat station was to be Mr. D. Lewin, although, as I mentioned, the new lifeboat station had yet to be built. Despite those objections from hoteliers and residents of the area, nobody could fault the aim and purpose of the venture of building the lifeboat house, and provision of the new lifeboat station went ahead at a cost of £145 on the Harris Promenade at the corner of Church Road. As they jing a sham gus a walt and bourd as nasaigan, fill a sheese vine waller. O dach bourd veem, uns riechid, the Bidens uns cummel re tri chi trai kernach, ach eish Bidens birchach, as o dach imedi ridden veems. And she be, chanel mi feem a re maselia. Veg, ach the bilgen sequoiam. Nish shell em the aid the jinga shah malik, as corlesh pyre the island why draw on sin vin chamer early. Gurmayed, fami smunyan den aid jimert von son or enyach. To fissek malik the well me ginch brag. Te corlesh medder and dos jern and son, the chiana jean stjach on smedin. Ta fissem den aid jut and less jerry chiana. Ach, de firinach, chanel orer bia de goil im ne. Im ne? Cren fairbech im neem? Ta malik sai shis as te gi. Ta mi jenu shen nis, as listel gus a chow chie de wadum freilara er a vola. Now there are two sisters, Elan and Margad, and their brother Gwilym, who make up the Welsh trio Plu. They're from the Rhys family in Caernarfon. And here they sing a song, it was a single a few years ago for them, it's called Arthur. In fact, it's not as King Curly and Friends.
Yeah. Chuna chase, chuna will you marry? To wish the heaver, chuna bones up a glacier. A trench you do, a trench you do, a trench you will you marry? To wish the heaver, chuna bones up a glacier.
Bra, bra.
The tavi nish, the leave and chit, and bar the chuna's brisha. The mish chin day and chuna's for the heart, the lay the heisha.
A combined effort there. Fiona McArdle taking the solo part there, with members of Cleogri Tui joining her, and also members of King Ciorli joining in, as singing as well as playing there on Aren Yn Llawn, and Chernal Dew was Chernal Jay. I shall have to keep my eye on the player to see what's coming up next, instead of what I've written down, which is obviously wrong. Tammy Jin a chunta de coirawach nis. A chanelw yn erwach o'ch leir y siachdyn. I'r dy jynnach ei, fe'ch sien ro feg, ro anmach. Fel yw'r chlas yn mychion y rawn yn taes o'n sloch plasid, ta malic braiach jim. Tam i gos na chy, tref y mi mygili eg, fy meron o'n San Francisco cho yrd as yrd. Ta malic snogl. Ta edyn ffach rhwng chwsiach ega. Harawe rugged force of lane feed heed carejaggers feed, tre henker fair moor for yera hall. Erahon, lig de San Francisco, ve persiach a chianage. As yenach e kiao snyach de dach gyaur ons loch placid nis, tammy ginch de. Quish is the rau fe mock trau e viner region. Tamalik snoggle reish. Tam i cor orm fe ym y hos. Bofail am tanacht yn lesys, inch dem ych yw'n Miami ys, ma gawn yn bena, a chynel mi. Hai, tam i greu ond sy'n y jesiens, fi fait yn biriani sio. The first coxswain of the new lifeboat, the Manchester and Salford Sunday Schools, was Robert Curfee. In 1972, his brother William Curfee took over as coxswain, but his tenure of office was only 10 months, because he was to resign as a matter of principle. William Curfee's opinion was that the lifeboat house on the Harris Promenade was in the wrong place. His stated opinion was that the lifeboat ought to be launched into the harbour so that it could get properly afloat with the crew settled at their stations within the sheltered waters of the harbour, ready then to tackle the wilder waters of the storm-tossed bay. The problem with the position of the Harris Promenade was that they were trying to launch the lifeboat against the force of the water and storm driving into the bay. That was the worst conditions, and they were trying to launch directly into that. William Curfee's resignation as coxswain of the Douglas lifeboat was in reaction to an incident which took place in 1873. Now, here are those siblings, the two sisters and a brother, the Rhys family, and this is the band, or trio, Plu.
Of your and of Roy Melis the best.
Dan, Margaret and Gwilym Rhys, who make up the trio Plu, which means feathers, and the song Arthur. At about 2 o'clock on the afternoon of the 13th of September, a smack called the Hero had set sail from Douglas to go to Maryport. After she'd set sail, a storm unexpectedly and quite quickly blew up, and when the Hero was off Laxey, her mainsail was torn away. So those on board decided that the best course of action was to run for Douglas again. The opening of the Victoria Pier in Douglas had come the year before, in 1872, and that was a boon because it was built partly on the dangerous Pollock Rocks, which previously had made the mouth of Douglas Harbour so dangerous. Unfortunately, now, in the dark, stormy night, the Hero crew were confused by the lights, and they struck against the harbour entrance. Two men were swept away and were drowned. Another man tied himself to a cleat so that he could float clear. Unfortunately, the cleat turned upside down so that he was held under the water, and he was drowned too. Hadog mistiach will yin berish fiberach a chir tio. Tam I snogl. Tam I freil ar er mw ola. Hianna, caid fwaw gafrach a debis da folich. Ys quod siamreg fwaw gyn o wymyd jay. Na fel ffiseg malig hana en yr ydyn siom am y llawn? Chyn elcwn yn em. Bonus daid blaen. Heg mi dy fe yrd stiwrd y drôn lygfeg ych tri blina. As ren y drôn yn fa mi stiwr y cors diach na slin y cweig chyd siamreg. Cweig chyd, ta malig greir, nes. Waw. Olyw mae gyd y tîr, nes. Yellowstone, Ceila Siwnoch Sagwaro, Cronk Rushmore, y Corn Bech, na Evergladen. Ta mi goel yndys dy renna tanach dyn o'n chawds rennad. Ta aw brodd am y chliw. Ta na pyrkyn sy'n ffos o'n a chydoliad ta malic munga. Fa mi sit e'n y siamreg yn. Ta mi gyn nws er my biryani. O. Oh. Well, biryani probably originated among the Muslims of North India, and apropos of which, here are Rakesh Chaurasia and Zakir Hussain playing the bansuri and the tabla. And that was Master of the Bansuri, Rakesh Chaurasia. The Bansuri is a bamboo flute. Ban or bon is bamboo, and sur is a melody. So it's him making a melody on the bamboo flute. And on tabla was Zakir Hussain. Asiwn sien yn eis o Radio Fanim. Se clenig eil ty gwyler sgyliein y cadnys, y se mis tad y chebl, Robert Cytyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Och, hir man yr awyd on, as Malik. Tyn Canada forsain, as yn Russia, as yn Antarctica. Tam i cwrs i sy'n alem, gawmol ysgylwch, Erliam na fel mi genacht yn maid y lŵr son sesach fast y beg diw. Hianer, tam i siadw sws. Fe yndysach fag yn wrish. tamalik shadow sus rish. Yes. Ulyu tamid de gre, shenda vel chow vayeg dach skeel. Vel, tamid briach jay. Tan a bool shen ersul. Had jinnum fag an arach, fairer be jin a fear elia. As had jin us nodder. Tamalik blake arm. Tamachliu gol sus nus. Tan bola gin unyag te gian air sa chumul reiaga hin chow hall of alia, tash bin a jolluin a nejur as shieldness, les chagnolia cha choirida. Chyna London ege de chosolorish. As mach as ulyu na quaig chid shen, chyna lach un shamreg fos gavracha. With the wreck of the Hero having taken place at the mouth of the harbour, the expectation was that rescue would have been relatively easy. However, the rocket brigade, who fired rockets with lines attached over stricken vessels so that the lines could be secured and people could be taken off by Breeches Boy, the rocket brigade complained that their work was hampered by the large crowd of people who congregated on the quayside to get a view. In fact, one Rocket Brigade member was even punched by someone who didn't want to give up his grandstand position by letting the Rocket Brigade through. Meanwhile, the Manchester and Salford Sunday School was attempting to launch from the Harris Promenade. But, as William Kirby had predicted, its launch was delayed by the storm, and it didn't get close enough to be of use by the time that the surviving members of the Hero crew had been helped ashore. Now, in Donizetti's bel canto opera Le Lisir d'Amore is the popular aria Una furtiva lagrima, one furtive tear. This is a version of it in Scottish Gaelic sung by Finlay McNeill. Although there's more than one tear here, the tears rose, says Finlay McNeill in this version.
Get your wing, your mind.
The aria from Donizetti's opera L'Elisir d'Amore, The Elixir of Love, Una Furtiva Lagrima, in that version in Scottish Gaelic, Geri na Dior, The Tears Arose, Finlay McNeil singing that. So William Kirby's view was vindicated, and that was the reason for his resignation, the death of three people in a wreck when the launch of Douglas Lifeboat had been so difficult and delayed that it hadn't arrived in time to be of assistance. The three men who'd been lost in the wreck of the Smack, this small sailing vessel called the Hero, they weren't regular crew members, they were from Cumberland, in fact. The three men had just arrived in Douglas on board an American ship coming in from Dalhousie in Nova Scotia in Canada. It was suggested that this had been a dry ship, no alcohol was used on board, and so the intimation was the three men had been making good this situation in the licensed premises of Douglas after they had landed, and before setting sail that afternoon in the Hero to go to Maryport and to their homes in Cumberland. Of course, that may have been a calumny and an unjustified slur, there's no way of knowing. As nach neared Shen the Vucha. Tamarel au chona de yno dŵrn. Ernôr na fel peg y bi. Tamalic siwl yr gŵl gys y doros. Strali am sien, llanar. Jarw, de. Tam i mi gyda helgysach. Strali am enys. Na jyn... Nym cor text dot na san mi, catlwr. Tamalic lig y mach y hyn. Tammy tarn enol the down, blastel an air a chursit. As gindis cray gurish vis blas an air on skeljan muir. Te skin credu durt mavoirum cutrau. Vat carta cho kid de lai conastach machon na clianeni, as esh den chordelus follum. Mar de bech streng chwederach me gytach in het fai, va fos on, de lur de chiadu nai a treire chit. Chanodum ir instut, te cho fluch as cho glas, tamitin de risch as a wola. Sledden dorache ten skel jena. Now, I'm not sure if this is a genuine old recording or something made to sound old. It's from a Breton album called Cair Is by Patrick Huon. But it's not his voice, I'm not sure whose it is. It's a song about the old times, in fact it's called An Amsa Dremened.
Bretonet avon pegentel, you are ben patrent brevizel. Ne devait éviter ton aimer, ne va point nous calons, partons en âmes et drémenes. N'a gâté qu'est un zerguichal, on te dieu en gavroyouhal, dar broyouhal ou da verve. Healthy was hers of raises, healthy was hers of raises. Arbeur yenavo paura tau, ae ke a tau de bro, a tau kultu de wela red pala duar ar wela. Arguilae, Padeandro, Arweu God, Arenavro, Arweu God, O Destro, Etanam, their God, Mississippi, Anam, their God, Mississippi.
Nom nom, there goes not the kid me. With father on stay was they on me. He was they on three bar dead on beat and do our fall, my fall on me. And do our fall, my fall on me. What thought, what trees or trees are bid? This key on town, if ne'er will kid. This key on neighbors are greedy. It's a da cool meta bring me. It's a da cool meta bring me. Avet you be targentelma. Avet you be jandazeg den. In the server on the shantry glass, feel you, say that, say ya, the fala floor around the world.
An uncredited Breton singer, an Amser Demened, the Old Times, and it's from an album called Ker Is by Patrick Huon, but it's not him singing, I'm not sure who it is, as I said. Well, the jarro tashin a chocion ar y ski line hanna. Ma so chenelfeg em dy gre sy'r hil gai treid o'n dy un o coch lai. Dy cajin tashin corcion ar y ski line leis na rhaen sy'n Jerry G ag y tre sio. Och, fan ski line begyn dy sgyrra chi eid sio fyd yn acht henke mach. Now, two of the Maryport men had been swept away and drowned, and the other drowned when what he thought would preserve his life had overturned and held him under the water instead. The wreck of the smack, the hero, was also the incident that brought about the resignation of William Kirby, as I say, after only about 10 months in the role. His brother had been there for some time before he took over from him, but William only stayed until such time as this tragedy of the hero made him too angry to stay, and it was a point of principle because he believed strongly that the Douglas Lifeboat House, sited as it was at the bottom of Church Road on the corner of the Harris Promenade, was in the wrong place, and the difficulty of launching directly into the rough storm waters on a southeasterly had delayed the lifeboat, leading to the death of those three men. And the wreck of the hero took place on the 13th of September in the year 1873. As a sentash na jitkus jera a chlesho dera a nachiet. And we close with some music from The Tide, a trio of musicians, Andrew Waite from the Scottish Borders playing the box, and two from England, one from the Newcastle area, Seth Tinsley playing guitar, and from Birmingham originally, Heather Jesse. They all got together on Tyneside, where in fact Heather Jesse is an officer for Her Majesty's Inland Revenue. Achnish, until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Eve. I'm a creario, as orsel ye, as my yearian shared you will you.